right. It is time for the Neuron Report with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. And we are awaiting Matt's guest. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning. How you doing? Everything going good? Yeah, you're picking up the jewelry. That's going to be fun.
Is this Rich?
Hello. Yeah, this is Rich. How you doing today?
Hey, Rich. Yeah, we're live on the air. Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma, with the Neuron Report. Okay, Matt, take it away.
All right, Rich, thank you for being on the show. Just tell your story, how it all happened and where you went and how the Lord's blessed you through it all. Okay, go.
Okay. Well, about 2 years ago, I had a seizure in my right eye. But my right eye was my primary eye. I had problems when I was born with my left eye. So I'm limited sighted. And basically, what it is, it was a lot of struggles. Like, I used to be an iron worker, and I can't do iron working anymore. Right? I can't see right. My back is bad. I can't stand on my leg. And basically, it's just struggle after struggle. So after COVID, in these last 3 years, it's really been hard on me and a lot of people in America. And the thing is, you gotta find out what works for you. You gotta get up. Reinvent yourself. For me, what works for me is I started going back into church again and getting more involved in church. Now, I don't know what works for you or works for someone else, but just sitting there like a stick in the mud and not doing anything, it just, you get depressed and it just doesn't take you where you want to go. And life is a struggle. You know, life's always going to win. The world's always going to kick you in the tuchus. You know, but you got to get up, you got to dust yourself off, you got to keep on going forward. And what works for me is like holding signs for drive-through prayer for my church. You know, I absolutely love it. You're sitting there and people are having problems and you begin to be, you know, God gets to be a little bit of a solution with Jesus Christ. And, you know, going to church on Sunday, or sometimes they have a car show there, sometimes they have trunk or treat for the kids, and it's getting you back involved again and getting you out of the self-pity party and actually giving away what God's already graced you with.
Yeah, but the main thing is, the reason why you're doing that is because of what happened with you. You're partially blind now. You can, your legs are hurt. Tell what happened with you in the beginning.
Well, after COVID, I wasn't in very good shape, so I got a job at Disney working full time. And then what happened is my back, the spine in the back was crushing on a nerve, so my right leg was giving out and I couldn't stand on it. It was getting numb and everything. And then so then I couldn't work, so I worked like 30 days and I couldn't work. And then about in May, I woke up and I was blind one day. So I went to bed.
You woke up what?
I'm
sorry.
I'm just blind.
You woke up what one day?
One day I went and on Cinco de Mayo, May 4th, I fell asleep, and then May 5th when I woke up, I couldn't see out of my right eye at all. I mean, a little bit, but nothing like it was before. And it was the only eye; it was my primary eye.
What happened to the eye?
It had a seizure. They said that the optic nerve had a lack of oxygen for a second and actually had a seizure. So what normally happens is you lose like the vision from halfway down or the vision all the way from the left over on the one eye. But with me, it was right in the center. It was a dark spot. So say I'm sitting in a concert and the guy's singing in the middle of the stage. I can't see his head. So I'm lucky because it didn't take it all away like that. But normally you lose just completely dark.
How do you happen to, I've never heard of a seizure of the eye. Have you, Matt?
No, it's just, I had my third cranial optic nerve had hemorrhaging, but the seizure of the eye, that's a different one for all of us neuron reporters out there listening.
What they said is it's just for that night, for one moment, I didn't have oxygen. And then there was like an arm on one leg, and then it goes out in the middle of your brain and then the back of your brain. And that where it goes back, it's like you took a branch and you cracked it, and it got a big bulb in it. And then
did your leg thing Was that part of the eye thing? Or, I mean, were they related?
No, the leg thing was probably, I thought the leg thing was probably from an accident way back in Ronald Reagan's days. You know, I've been in so many car accidents, and none of them my fault. And so, and I've done construction all my life, and I've done iron work, and I've built houses. So I've been hard on my body, and I'm 60 years old.
Where do you live?
Huntington Beach, California.
Wow. Matt, what do you make of the whole thing here?
Like you said, it's all part of the neurons, because he had shutdowns of different neurons in the brain, and he's moving forward with it. He's not letting it stop him. Some people say, oh, poor me, I can't do this. But like I said, faith without works is dead. So, how I was saying, because you know that I use the Lord for all my recovery, but it's just, you got to do the work. You can't just sit around, wait around, and do nothing. Well, you know, poor man, from all your different episodes, you know?
Yeah, mine was a little different. My neurons, you know, malfunction in a different way.
But, yeah, it's a whole different neuron meltdown.
Well, I mean, it's great because, you know, if this didn't happen, I never would have got to talk to you guys or meet you guys. I mean, I had a friend that met Matt, and I was telling my friend how hard it was for me to deal with this, because the guy is like everything you do. You know, a guy is always where you work, how well you do the job, well, you keep your word, and that's what it makes up a man 90% of the time. You have to learn that you're not all about that. It's about God. It's about having a purpose.
Yeah, it's
about finding your purpose and keep on going.
Yeah, and also, you know, that's Matt's website, positive-matters.org. Being positive matters.
It does matter, and it works.
Like you said, it's not all about that, you know. It's all about, because all of our fashion, all of our statements, all of our toughness, it's going to go bye-bye.
Yeah,
we can't
take
it with us. We just got to keep rolling how we're doing it.
If you read the Bible and you actually do what it says, it's a constant learning situation, not being a man, but being more like Jesus Christ.
You know, Matt Rich.
Grow.
Huh? Oh, Rich.
Yeah, Matt goes to church too all the time, Rich.
I'm not
saying you
have
to.
This isn't a Christian show, my brothers
and
sisters out there. We're just trying to preach, and we're not trying to preach. Yeah. We're just trying to tell you how we got our stuff. So do whatever you want to do. Free will, you know.
That's what works for me. But you got to find out what will work for you. Each individual is unique and different, and maybe it's volunteering down at the old folks' home, and because there's always old folks. Our population is aging. And there's all these homes, and they don't have no visitors. They have no one to help them out. They need rides to go stuff and stuff. Maybe
coma,
you're gonna find out what works for you, and stay busy.
Well said. Thanks for being on the Neuron Report, Rich.
Rich, I'll call
Thank
you
for
later.
Having me.
All right,
it's
man,
a blessing. And like I said, for me, it's Jesus. For you, it might be something else. But you got to find it out. You got to go out there and find it.
Thanks so much.
All right, okay. Thank you, man. We'll talk later, okay, brother? Bye.
There's a constant theme, Matt, isn't there, with every one of your guests is, you know, whatever their, you know, neuron challenge is, the ones that deal with it the best are the ones who have the positive attitude, as you keep, you know, telling people every week on the show.
You got to have fun. You got to make it, you know, worth your while. You know, you got to... Like, you just got to keep moving forward with yourself. You can't go, like how he was saying, you can't get in a bubble. You can't stay on the plateau. You have your ups, up, up, and like our guest last week said, you keep going up, 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 then you hit a plateau. You can't just stay on that plateau. You have to keep going. You have to keep doing your stuff. You can't just go, oh, poor me, and because there's always someone worse than you, let me tell you. Okay, every time I would feel myself is the worst. No, it's not. We have no clue. You know, we're breathing, we're doing all this stuff. But once I start coma therapy, I got to bring all the people. I want them to check it out. Get this whole process of neons out there, you know. So it's going to be good. But, yeah, do you have a song today, man?
Do you have one? Jewelry is our theme because the Ames and I are picking up 1,700 pieces of jewelry in Paso Robles the next couple of days. So
yeah, and then do you have Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
We can do that. We can play that for you.
Oh, you can, but have you done it? Or
no, not yet. No.
Okay, all right, man. But, hey, that was a good thing, Richard. Thank you. I got to say word out to good old Lindsay.
Lindsay.
All right. Lindsay. We'll talk to you soon, Care Bear.
Okay. Hey, and thanks, Matt.
All right, later, man. Peace.